USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost 170,000 residents of Jackson, Mississippi are without clean water for drinking, bathing, and cooking. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves explains the biggest priority is getting running water, even if they have to sacrifice quality standards.
We've installed a new rental pump, contracted with outside operators to do critical maintenance, and started other emergency repairs. We're going to need electricians and mechanics and divers and other skilled operators to complete all of this work.
He advises the public to boil water first if they must use it. Former President Trump's request for a special master to review documents taken from his Mar-a-Lago estate will have to wait. The judge in the case won't make a ruling today after a hearing was held on the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The Border Patrol is taking another large group of illegal immigrants into custody. Agents apprehended around 100 suspected illegal immigrants this week when they tried to climb over a fence on the U.S.-Mexico border in California. There were 79 single adults, 18 family members, and 3 unaccompanied minors from 12 different countries, including Somalia, Afghanistan, and Brazil. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says more than 145,000 illegal immigrants have been taken into custody in the San Diego sector so far this fiscal year. More than 44,000 were from countries other than Mexico. Initial jobless claims are down. Claims filed in the week ending August 27th fell to 232,000. The previous week saw 237,000 initial claims filed. President Biden will be delivering a 20 to 30 minute primetime address from Philadelphia tonight. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The UN is leveling strong accusations against China. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The United Nations has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in the Xinjiang province, home of the Uyghurs. Beijing called the report a farce arranged by Western powers, but UN investigators say they found credible evidence of torture and crimes against humanity.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden believes MAGA Republicans are an extreme threat to democracy, freedom, and human rights. California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy tells Fox and Friends that the president doesn't understand the soul of the nation.
They want a stronger, safer, more prosperous America, and all he does is vilify them to distract from the disasters and no plan he has to save America from where we are today.
He claims people just want lower inflation, a say in their kids' education, and lower crime rates. Gatorade is officially joining the energy drink market. The sports drink company announcing its new line of energy drinks called Fast Twitch. Gatorade says the new drink is made to give athletes an extra boost before they work out. The drink will be made available in February, but NFL fans will see their favorite players drinking it on the sidelines this upcoming season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.